Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. We're your hosts,
Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone, and it's going to be an absolutely epic episode. Why? Because we're going to be talking some Disney, baby. Talking some Disney, but not the happy-go-lucky Disney that we all know and love. We're talking about the dirty little secrets of Disney, which ain't big secrets anymore because there's a thing called the internet.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we've done Nickelodeon. Why not Disney, right?
Why not? They don't take care of me the way they used to. So, hey, you know, no, I'm just kidding.
It only makes sense that the happiest place on earth, like if you dub yourself the happiest place on earth, you know, there's a dark underbelly there. You know, there's shit going on, especially for a place that is so widespread, that's been around for so long.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear my belly?
Was that your belly?
That was my belly that just grumbled.
No way.
Did you hear it?
I did. And I looked at it and I was like,
I saw your face and you were just like, what was that? That was.
I'm leaving that in, by the way. That was. I'm not editing that out. That is staying.
That was my belly saying, ooh, we're talking some Disney food right now. Give me some Disney food. But technically, I don't know if I necessarily want all the Disney food simply because of what just recently happened. Now, this is a little bit of an older story day.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm from New York. I'm Long Island. And apparently there was a doctor from Long Island who went out to visit Disney World, not Disneyland. So Disney mm-hmm. World in Florida with her husband. And she was a big doctor, not a new doctor, a long-term doctor. And they were, very, very careful because she had a very specific allergy issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to make sure that they were going to go to a restaurant within Disney whenever they were eating, that, they were going to make sure that the allergies would be,
They knew about them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they wound up going to this place what's the restaurant name? Raglan Road is the name of the restaurant. Yeah. So there it goes again. My belly we're talking food. It's going,
you getting hungry?
Hey, baby. I need a little bit of something to feed.
Yeah.
Anyway. So this place, Raglan Road, says that they follow proper protocols and they make good on promises to serve food that's allergen free.
Uh-huh.
So when they went there, they were like, all right, this is good. We're in a safe zone, but they were still very, very cautious. She was 42.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Family
so
medicine
she's been
specialist.
Living
yes.
with this for 42 years. She's
yes.
well-versed in keeping herself safe from her food allergy.
100%. Family medicine specialist. She was with NYU Langone Hospital here on the island, which is a huge, huge hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Circuit. So they went in and they were in this restaurant. She wound up having a major allergic reaction and they couldn't save her. She died. I'm just stating the stuff that I know. Let's see, here it is. I just want to make sure I have my notes up. So they went to the Raglan Road pub October 5th. So this was the end of last year. The doctor was severely allergic to dairy and nuts. So she said, obviously the husband said that they chose the restaurant based on the advertising that Disney indicates the accommodation of people with food allergies. And we know that, and especially big resorts like that, they're very, 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 they take that extra step to make sure that the safeguards are in place because of incidents like this. They
totally.
Can't take they can't take that chance of people having issues.
Yeah.
So they believed they were going to have the safeguards in place to protect the people with the allergies. So here's the way it went down. Now, the waiter apparently came out to the table The couple told the waiter about the food allergies, and she required an allergy-free food menu. And, you know, this is what can right. I get? I just want to make sure that there's nothing touching. What do you call it? And then she asked what menu items contain the allergens. The waiter left. He went to go talk to the chef about what certain foods could be made allergen-free. Came yeah. back to the table, said that they could be made that way, you know, how whatever she was asking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, dairy-free, nut-free, all the free. Right.
And they guaranteed that the allergen-free food was what she'd be served. Now, the couple questioned the waiter several more times. It wasn't like a one-time thing, not a two-time yeah. thing. And mind you, they have all this on video. This is all from, they have all the security footage to show what happened.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? The couple, you know, they questioned this, the waiter. I mean, of course you can't hear what they're saying, but right. you can see what was going on. They questioned the waiter multiple times to confirm that, you know, what they were ordering was going to be allergen free. They were assured unequivocally. All right.
Yeah.
That it would be. Now that the waiter was so adamant about it. The waiter might've been getting a little annoyed with them, you know,
stop you know asking me. I heard you
stop
the first 12
me.
Times.
Right.
Yeah.
So based on that, you know, they ordered the onion rings item labeled Sure I'm Frittered, Scallop Forest, and This Shepherd Went Vegan. Those are the dishes that they ordered.
Okay.
When the waiter came back with the order, some of the things did not have the flags in them marking them as allergen free.
Oh boy.
This is where it takes the turn for the worse.
Uh-oh.
So the doctor and the husband asked again about the presence of allergens, and the waiter said again, the food's allergen free. The waiter said, no, it's fine. The food's allergen free.
They forgot to put the flag in it. It's totally fucking fine. Just eat it.
Right. So the two of them, I think the husband's mother was with them. They ate their meal. They finished. The two women went shopping nearby. Okay. The husband went back to the hotel with the leftovers from the meal. About 45 minutes later, the doctor had a severe allergic reaction after entering Planet Hollywood, the outlet over there, and she began to not be able to breathe. She collapsed to the floor, used an EpiPen.
Oh, shit.
Used the EpiPen. All right. What do you call it? And somebody called 911. They were taken. She was taken to the hospital. She was pronounced dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The autopsy from the medical examiner office in Orlando, Florida, for those of you people who are not in the States and don't know where Orlando is. They determined the cause of death was anaphylactic or a severe allergic reaction.
Oh,
okay.
God.
And what do you call it? The report notes that the woman who passed reported history of allergies to dairy products and peanuts and said that she had used an EpiPen before becoming unresponsive. Says the manner of death was accidental, but you know, I'm sure to a certain extent it was accidental, but for me, I feel like that's murder.
Manslaughter.
Because, yeah. If you know, maybe unintentional manslaughter, but it's manslaughter nonetheless. I think that's absolutely insane.
That is really, God, that's sad. That is awful.
Isn't that crazy?
If they just, especially with a person that has to like live their life that way, it mm-hmm. has to be really hard to go out. You have to trust other people. And this, they fucking let her, is this guy suing them? Is he a gazillionaire now? Not that her life has a price tag, but like, how the fuck does that happen?
I'm sure there's going to be some kind of a payout. I'm sure Disney will pay out something to, you know, steer clear of going. Look, because you know that it's going to be a big settlement. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You
and
know,
they'll probably settle out of court.
That's what I'm assuming. I mean, again, we don't know, but we'll find out. It's already out there. So, yeah, that is not good. God forbid. You know, I don't wish that on anybody, you know.
No.
Really, really, really awful. You know, but it's crazy. It's crazy. Like Disney is just so freaking nuts. You know, there was another thing recently with them, not in Disney World, but in Disneyland. And this happens at both Disney World and Disneyland on regular, you know, regularly. But apparently it wasn't exactly a trip to the happiest place on earth for some people, because there were smeared bone chips and ashes which were the remains, or the cremains is what they call them, of somebody who apparently loved Disney a lot.
Wanted their ashes spread at Disneyland.
Yeah. And now, again, that happens a lot. They do it in, especially in like the Haunted Mansion and stuff like that.
Oh my, no, stop it.
Yes. And by the way, people, if this is something that you'd like to have happen, one, it's 150 to 200% illegal. All right. Second of all, you're going to be wiped up and thrown into the trash because they have cameras
they're
everywhere.
They're going to broom you up.
That's it. They have cameras everywhere. And when they see it, not only are the people that are putting you there in for a big, you know, comeuppance, but on top of that, what do you call it? They're going to sweep it up. You're shutting down that ride or whatever it is for quite some time because now they have to go and sanitize it. So you're screwing a lot of people out of a lot of time.
Let's get even a little more gross here, because ashes don't just lay on the ground. They go up into the air. So basically, you're going into the nostrils and throats of parents, grandparents, children. Like, your cremated remains are coming out in a poop later, okay? You're coming out in a poop because you're going down the throat.
That's really shitty. Every once in a while, I got a good one. This is crazy. This specific incident was on Rise of the Resistance, which is the Star Wars ride. And then, what do you call it? Apparently, there were also dustings in It's a Small World,
Shocking.
Pirates of the Caribbean. What do you call it? And of course, like I said,
and people have sex on those rides. We know that because we're the Dirty Little Secrets Club, and we've gotten secrets of people having sex on those rides. So not only are you ruining other people's, you're getting mixed with sexual fluids also. Like, let's think about this. Do you really, really need to be spread at Disneyland? Like,
well, you know, some girls like to be spread at Disneyland, apparently.
Apparently on It's a Small World.
See how I did that?
Hey, some boys too, okay? We don't want to.
This is true. Not I set the fly, but other, you know, some people. I don't see how that would work on a Disney ride.
Jeez. Like, I think that we should think about this as a whole. Mm-hmm. For everything, like, do you need to be spread in the ocean? Do you need to be, like, any place? Can we just not be floating through the air? Did you ever watch White Lotus?
No.
Well, in there, Jennifer Coolidge is trying to spread her mother's ashes, and she's, like, throwing it up into the air.
Yes, I did see that. I did see that. Oh, my God, I did. I just didn't remember the name of the movie. And then it's going in her face.
She's like choking on it. And it's not as like this beautiful ceremony that people think that it is. It's
not graceful.
Choking on ashes.
It's disgraceful. It's not graceful. It's
That's
disgraceful.
Right.
It's not cool. It's not cool. Just don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. What do you call it? Mickey and Minnie would prefer that you didn't do such things. What do you
Please
call it?
Don't.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, and aside from the fact that it's unsanitary, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I digress. And that's not even anything. I mean, what do you call it? Disney has had such a huge list of not only people bringing bodies in, ashes in,
ashes,
but of actual deaths in the park. You know, there's a list, like a huge list of deaths in the park. I believe that the current tally, and I could be wrong, I'm getting this from the interwebs, but currently, I think up to date, it's 93 fatalities caused by 90 separate incidents. And this is between Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and I guess anything in between that's Disney related.
Like the Paris ones, like all over the place?
That I don't know. It could be. But this is specifically from 1964 to 2024.
Oh, wow.
This is like there's actually lists online that you can find. But there are, I mean, holy crap. Like, I'm just looking here, you know, oh my Lord. so much Space Mountain deaths. 7/7/2015, Cause of death, natural causes, pre-existing condition.
So what, the guy like had, or a person had a heart attack or something like that on Space Mountain? That tracks. 55-year-old
woman, cardiopulmonary arrest,
yep.
And septic shock at Florida Hospital Celebration after losing consciousness while on the ride.
Wow.
Uh-huh, yeah. And that's one. Then in 2006, also heart condition, Space Mountain. 73-year-old man lost consciousness while riding Space Mountain. Transported to hospital, died 3 days later.
Jeez.
Yeah. So again, heart condition. Why would you be 70-something years old and with a medical condition in your heart and still go on the ride? I don't know.
Listen,
so I can't blame
he
Disney
went
for
out
that.
The way he wanted to, okay? He was like, I'm going out on Space fucking Mountain, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. This one is really sad. 2006, natural causes, cancer. A 6-year-old boy fainted riding Space Mountain, was taken to Celebration Hospital where he passed away. He was a terminal cancer patient that was visiting, and it was part of the Give Kids the World program. But he died of natural causes, and it was a metastatic pulmonary blastoma tumor.
Oh,
that's what that causes.
Man,
now
that
there
is
are
rough.
other ones from Space Mountain, but let's see, you know, there's Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort, 1989, drowning. 13-year-old boy drowned at River Country.
There was that toddler that got eaten by the alligator in Disney World.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
isn't
that one
insane?
Fucks me up. I think about that one all the time. Like, why do I not go to Disney World? I don't like alligators.
Well, you know, look, again, these people, a lot of things were because they had health issues, and then other things were from pure stupidity. There's one guy that went on Splash Mountain, in 2000. The cause of death was blunt force trauma.
Oh my God, did he hit his head?
37 years old. He was fatally injured trying to exit the ride while it was moving.
They tell
Yeah.
you sit down while the ride is moving, arms
Yep.
and legs inside the vehicle or whatever it's called. There's rules for a reason.
He told the passengers that, you know, he was with, he was feeling ill. He attempted to reach one of the attractions' emergency exit, and then exits, and then he was struck by the ride vehicle, the following ride vehicle. Isn't that
Wow.
crazy? Yeah, like, it's crazy. I mean, again, like so many.
Well,
A guy
not to
had a...
be an insane Debbie Downer, but on this list is a alarming amount of unaliving going on.
Oh, yeah. There's so much unaliving going on.
Like
Lord,
people
oh Lord.
go to the happiest place on earth to unalive themselves. There was, what was it, 12 people over the years that have unalived at a Disneyland World Resort?
Something like that. Well,
That's
more.
That's an alarming amount.
Oh, yeah, unalived. I got you. Yes. I'm sorry. The terminology. I know. I get it now.
I just, people
Yeah.
that have died by suicide.
Yeah. Unalived. No, it makes sense. Yeah, 12 of them. Well, there have been four in Orlando. So four in Orlando. And I don't know about the rest, but yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Where was it? Let's see. Just wanted to give the proper information if I'm saying anything. They're in the actual rooms. This one actually. Okay. This one's a pretty crazy one. 37-year-old man entered Epcot after closing. How he did that, I don't know. Pointed a shotgun at three security guards. Demanded to see his ex-girlfriend who worked there.
Oh,
Fired
I
four.
remember this story.
This is in 92. This is a long time ago, too. Yeah.
I remember this story.
Fired four blasts at the guards and took two guards hostage in a restroom near the Journey into Imagination Pavilion. The sheriff deputies of Orange County surrounded the area. Shooter released his hostages, emerged with a shotgun held to his chest, and then after going back and forth with the deputies, put the gun to his head, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who
Oof.
Goes to Disney to do that? I don't get it.
I don't either. That, but I mean, who goes anywhere to do that? You know, like it's You have to imagine that if all of those people, like the amount of people that go in and out of Disney every single day, there has to be some shit going on. You can't have that amount of people without some sort of shit going on.
Of course. It looks like there's 21% of employee deaths and 79% of guest deaths.
Oof.
What's crazy, and I know this, I don't know if it's really publicized all that much. I don't want somebody to try to fact check me and they can't find it, but I've heard this from actual Disney animators that I'm friends with, who have said that, you know, back when there was a very, very, very high, and that's probably not even in any of this, you know, documentation, there is a high suicide rate, or there was a high suicide rate of Disney animators, and Disney artists, because for the longest time, when they were in contract, they were only allowed to work on the projects that they were working on, nothing externally, nothing personally. It was only allowed to be Disney stuff, and they couldn't get their creativity out. Even though there were very, very happy times and they had like amazing, stories from back when, I've heard a lot of really good stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of depressing times as well. And a lot of these Disney animators, there's a whole handful of them that actually unalived themselves. And that's why Disney started putting in a clause where they were allowed to work on their own projects within like certain, you know.
That I have not heard that before. That is crazy.
It's not a well-known thing.
Some of those animators, and I'm not talking shit here, but some of them had themselves a little fun in some of the movies and stuff, sneaking in little things here and there, which is another well-known Disney secret, is they be sneaking in like nipples and you know, like into children's movies.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What do you call it? There are a lot of sexual references in Disney movies and in the artwork in general.
The
Little Mermaid.
Everybody says that there was a dick in the front of on the thing.
A huge schmeckel, right? Dab on the castle in the back.
Yeah.
It is insane. I actually have, I'm pretty sure I still have it, that original cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then later they reissued, they called everything, and then they reissued a new one with without the wiener. You know, sometimes they don't see it until it's way too late. Oh my god. And there's so many things. The Rescuers, two frames of the film, there was a woman who appears in the window of an apartment wearing no top.
There's got to be people that were like, whoa, and then other people where it just completely went over their head.
Well, it's so quick, Day. That's the thing. The reason why a lot of people are finding these things is because they're looking for them and they're going like, you know, one click at a time, and just to see what's hidden in there. Because obviously, the rumor gets out and is this here or is this not? And people want to find it. They want to find it.
Well, I remember specifically on The Lion King, pausing, because whenever, is it Simba? Somebody like falls into a pile of leaves or like, and then the leaves go up and it spells sex.
I think that is a thing. Yes.
And I remember specifically like pausing, waiting for it. Now they said.
That's Pumbaa, I think. It might be Pumbaa and Timon that during the, Hakuna Matata song?
I don't remember. I saw sex, even though the animators say that it says SFX and it's supposed to mean special effects. Uh-huh. I don't know. You say F. It looked like an E to me. I think the animators were having a little bit of fun there and wrote sex in the leaves.
It's like WWF. They're taking the F out. What do you call it? Yeah, no. No. What about Roger Rabbit when they had Jessica Rabbit? Had the wardrobe malfunction?
Dude, first of all, let's talk about Jessica Rabbit, because she was va-va-voom.
Yes.
Va-va-voom for a kid's movie.
I liked that. Yes.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, what do you call it? So it what do you call it? Her crotch is actually shown briefly under her dress. Now later on, what do you call it? They digitally altered it to put on underwear. But yeah, like early versions of it, you should be able to still grab it and see it. So many different things. Like these, you know what's crazy is not everybody realizes that this stuff is there.
Yeah.
You know, like I
gotta
wanna,
go looking for it. And nowadays they've changed it all. Just like you said, they digitally altered something.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone back and taken shit out of movies that were originally there. They said in Aladdin that he is heard mumbling, "Good teenagers, take off your clothes." And then they said that it wasn't that it was something else, but it was conveniently edited out in later forms of the movie. So take what you want from that.
I listen, there's some dirty birdies in there. I'm not gonna listen. I've been in the, you know, in the studio, and I'm in the box, you know, with other voice actors, and you know, the stuff that they say and do, like off takes, you know what I mean, are absolutely hilarious and ridiculous, and they, you know, they go off kilt.
Well, you got to see what you can get away with, right? Like, I wonder how many things are in Disney movies that we don't even know about that the animators are still giggling about, you know?
Truth. So many, I'm sure. You know, and then there was a lot of stuff in older Disney movies, you know, including Dumbo, for instance, where very racist type things that were going on.
Ooh,
in Dumbo, you had the black crows. Right.
Oh, that's
what do you
right.
Call it?
Yep, I remember that.
Which, if you recall, when they did the remake of Dumbo, the live version, which was god awful, they took the, you know, all the crows were taken out of it. You know,
well, good.
And
they should update that shit.
But here's the thing: is the yes, people can take it that way, and the way I see it is that, what do you call it, those crows were a big part for the fly. And I ain't never seen an elephant fly. You know what I mean? Like, that was one of the line. It's a historic line in Disney, you know? So yeah, I understand where it could be taken in a specific manner. But it wasn't that it was, I think it was because of, what's the word I'm looking for, where it's an assumed black voice, you know what I mean? Where it was like of that time. Does that make sense? I'm missing the words.
I hear what you're saying. I can't quite get on board with it because a lot of the things that were assumed were. And I do think that as we are, you know, moving along in time, that and fighting for equal rights, and it's a fucking fight, man. It is a fight.
It's true.
Then yeah, we should be, even if something is assumed, it's like, fucking hammer it down and get rid of it, because you don't want that out there. That's not what that's for, you know?
Oh yeah. No, agreed. I just, I always, again, I grew up with all black people, you know what I mean? I was the only white kid. So, you know, for me, I watched it and I didn't think anything of it. And you know what I mean? Like, as a kid, now I have not seen it in a long, long time.
Me neither.
But you know, when the new movie had come out, I was like, how do they not have the crows? And that was the reason why they didn't have the crows.
Yeah.
But then you got Song of the South, and that one, they ripped off that one. You can't even watch it. You can see it online. They've got it hidden in places, but not
I don't
Disney,
even know
obviously.
What that is.
Song of the South is where Zippity-Doo-Dah came from. So that with Uncle Rebus and what do you call it, that one was a lot more risque. And
I've never seen it.
Yeah, as a kid,
sounds, you know, like that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, as a kid, you didn't really realize it again back when.
Right.
But now looking back at certain things, you go, wow, that was the movie that Splash Mountain was built on, and I think that's also why they chose the Splash Mountain location to get rid of Splash Mountain, and then now they have Tiana's new ride coming in.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, Tiana.
Yeah.
Princess and the Frog, is that
yep
one?
That's
yeah
what it
so
is.
What do you call it, so I guess to kind of move forward, you know what I mean, and have the proper representation, which they should have. There was oh my god, so many different things, but that one, there's a lot of stuff about slavery in there, or suggested that suggested that it helped to perpetuate a dangerously glorified picture of slavery. That's what it says here, the
Wow.
NAACP.
You
And that
know,
was, yeah.
looking back on all of those things, and yes, like now we have a different perspective now because we're in the future, right? But I
Right.
often wonder, in another 50 years, what are we going to look back on during this time and think,
Oh.
like, oh shit, things needed to change, you know?
So
Like,
many things.
And it's going to keep going like that. It's just how life progresses. You move forward, you look back, you go, oh shit, gotta fix this. Okay, move forward, you look back, and you do it again. That's just what life is.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's just crazy. Looking at all these things, and I'm just, I go,
Yeah, things
it's
that
like,
make you go,
Craziness. Absolutely crazy. There's so many, Disney has so many things that they kind of sweep under the carpet. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable, but I guess, you know, you can get away with that because you're a multi-billion dollar company.
Disney is Disney. Disney
you know,
be Disneying.
This is true. This is very true. Yeah, we could go on about Disney forever, but you know, I think we kind of had enough Disneying today.
Disney got some secrets. I think that if anything, we know now that the Dirty Little Secrets Club can extend all the way through Disney.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's so
It's
good.
Lovely. It's so lovely.
Welcome to the club, Disney.
Really quick, which we didn't mention last week, but we were in the top 20
in Australia.
In Australia.
Australia.
Oh, my God. So thank you. We know that everything is bigger in Australia, so we appreciate you making us bigger in Australia.
Thank you.
And what do you call it? That was amazing news. Thank you for sharing that day, because
yeah.
I was really stoked about that one.
Me too.
What do you call it? Can I say one more thing before we go?
Of course.
I didn't say it last week, and I didn't tell you off air, but this was hilarious. I tried posting on Insta, and it didn't go through, so it annoyed me. So while I just landed in Texas this past week, and I was at the hotel, and I get a message, and I'm looking at it, and I don't know who it is, and I'm going, what, you know, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this from? And it's like a video. And I'm going, all right, like, what the hell am I looking at, type
yeah.
of a thing. And I figured out, you know, like, okay, oh, this is one of the fans. I know this person. And so I watched the video. So I'm in Texas about to do this event, and I'm on the big screen at Mets Stadium, Citi Field. They have me up on the big screen.
That's so cool.
It was, I guess, one of the commercials I filmed. So I thought that that was really, really awesome. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. What do you call it? Anyway, that's about it. I thought that was fun. I was going to share that with you guys. Guys, we really appreciate you tuning in every single week. Continue to hit that share button. Make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe. Dana, let them know the one rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Yes, as always, guys, the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Thank you so much, guys. We love you. We'll see you again, God willing, next week. Follow me. Promised land. You think we want something from you? You got another thing coming.